5 gold medals in the Beijing Olympics, tying a record with a very well-known gymnast, Mary Lou Retton. Nastya Lukin joins us now. Very successful. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Let's talk about all of the endorsement deals following these medals. It's interesting because you told me you had a lot of these lined up even before the games. Is that right?
Yeah, the ones that I got after was Wheaties. I'm on the Wheaties box now, and Herbal Essences, and then Beacon Street Girls, which is like a website for younger kids up to teens.
Okay, well, talk to us about the other deals that you had. I know one denim deal, and teenage girls are all about jeans, right? So talk to us about that and some of the other ones that were lined up.
Vanilla Star Jeans, and they became my sponsor a little bit before the Olympic Games, but now after the Olympic Games, I am going to be doing a signature line of jeans, hoodies, and T-shirts that will be coming out for the holiday season. And then, of course, next year, too, we're going to do another line coming out right before school, back to school time.
So Olympic champion and fashion designer, huh?
Yeah.
Is that in the books down the road for you? I mean, what are the other things that you want to pursue outside of gymnastics?
You know, gymnastics has always been a huge part of my life, and it always will be, so it will always be the center of my career, I think. But I would love to pursue a little bit in acting, modeling, fashion designing, but like I said, gymnastics will always be my life.
When you look at all the brands that come after you that want your name associated with them, for you personally, a girl your age, what's important for you to be associated with?
Definitely things that I like and that are meaningful to my lifestyle, because I don't want to represent something that I wouldn't ever eat, wear, or drink. So with Wheaties, you know, it's a healthy choice, and it's a good thing to be on too, a Wheaties box. And then CoverGirl, you know, every girl likes makeup and stuff, so that's a great choice for me too.
When you look down the road, you know, you're endorsing all of these things now, 4 years until the next games. What do you hope to accomplish between now and then, not only on the gymnastics side, but on the business side for you, because now you're recognized around the world, a lot of businesses looking at you.
You know, gymnastics has never been about the money to me. I always love doing it because I love the sport, and winning a gold medal has definitely made me love it even more and made me really realize what my dreams were, and I trained hard and I tried to achieve my dreams, and I did. So
can you talk to us a little bit finally about how you got into gymnastics? I mean, the world knows your father as well, so tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, my dad is my coach, and my mom and dad were both gymnasts. My dad competed at the 88 Olympic Games and won 2 gold and 2 silver. My mom was an 87 world champion, so it's been in my blood, you know. But they never pushed me into gymnastics. They kind of wanted me not to do it because they had been through it at a top level. And, you know, it's a really hard sport with the injuries and the struggles. And But at an early age, they saw how much passion I had for it, and they didn't want to take that away from me.
Okay, Nastya Lukin, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You can catch her, of course, on the Wheaties box.